Here we go now. I'm going to fill the first milk of the day.
And there it comes, and it's got a kind of yellow tinge, hasn't it?
It's pure cream.
And this is warm milk.
Straight from the cow, yeah.
Come on, that's the cow, come on. Good girls. Go on.
There is 60 cows here at the moment.
And David, these aren't your normal Friesian cows. These are a special French breed, Montbéliard.
Montbéliard, yes. They come from the Jura region of France. Beautiful cow. And they give the most fantastic, rich, creamy milk you'll ever find.
And the milk makes your award-winning cheese. But a few years ago, you decided to do something a bit different. And you decided to sell raw, unpasteurised milk. Why did you do that?
There was a demand for it. A lot of people were asking about it. We were getting calls from people. We actually have one family coming whose children are lactose intolerant. They cannot drink pasteurised milk, and yet they are drinking our milk, and they're doing real well on it. The kids love it, and they're very healthy on it. People, especially relations, would come down from the city. People that were saying they were reared on raw milk, and they drank it all their life, and it never did them any harm. They couldn't understand why they couldn't get it anywhere. You know, we just made a decision. You know, we'll put some into bottles and do it right. We have a food grade facility for doing anything.
Because of your cheese?
Because of our cheese. Our herd is tested fully for TB, brucellosis, etc. So I was very confident that our milk was going to be good enough.
And now, how many bottles are you selling a week?
It varies anywhere between 400 and 500 litres a week. A lot of it would sell from the farm here. People calling Sheridan's Cheesemongers sell some of it in Dublin Forest. They would be a good customer as well. They would sell a lot of milk. There is a farmer's market in Glasnevin, the Honest to Goodness Market, and they sell it there every Saturday morning.
And what kind of regulations do you have to comply with to sell raw milk from your farm here?
Number one, your herd has to be disease-free, TB, brucellosis-free. You have to have very, very high standards of cleanliness. You know, our milk, we send samples of our milk away every 60 days production to a local laboratory, and it's tested for listeria, salmonella, all of these things. I would like to see legislation of some sort coming into place where there would be standards set and it would be properly regulated, but it also would be very fair.
And why would you like regulation? Are you worried about other farmers doing this in a way that may not be safe?
Of course, you're always worried. I can't legislate for what other farmers do. I can't legislate for other farmers' standards of cleanliness, about their herd health, about TB, brucellosis, everything. The last thing I want to see is a free market where every dairy farmer in the country is selling milk out of the parlour, because it would be too hard to regulate. It could become a health risk then.
Financially, is it very viable for you to sell direct in this way?
At the moment, we're selling milk ex-farm in litre bottles for £1.20 versus 40 cent a litre to the processor.
That's some difference.
Colossal difference, yes. At 40 cent a litre to the processor, you need to be putting out an awful lot of litres of milk every day to make a wage.
What do you say to people who think that you should not be allowed to sell raw milk direct?
I think what I'm doing is perfectly safe. I would not be doing it otherwise. I have the utmost confidence in my herd and in my ability to produce top quality milk. The feedback we're getting is excellent. One lady I spoke to almost cried going back to the years she was reared on a farm in Donegal and sent by her mother up to her grandfather for her can of raw milk. She didn't think it was for sale in Ireland, and it really, really meant a lot to her. Everybody that buys my milk buy it knowing that it's raw milk. They are buying it because of the tremendous health benefits of it. They're buying it because of its taste, its quality, its flavour. These aren't stupid people. These are intelligent, well-educated people. I think it would be wrong to take that choice away from them.
Well, in selling raw milk, David, of course, has the law on his side. But in the last few years, there have been moves by the Department of Agriculture to prohibit the sale of raw milk here. It comes on the back of advice from the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, who want an immediate ban. Raw milk advocates have campaigned hard to stop this from happening, and it seems their voices may have been heard. I've come here to Dublin to meet the head of the Food Safety Authority, Professor Alan Riley.
The position of the Food Safety Authority of Ireland is that we would like to see a ban on the sale of raw milk for direct human consumption. Raw milk contains low levels of pathogenic bacteria, which can be harmful to human health. Now, we know the risk is low associated. The levels are low, the risks are low, but the risks are real. And really, it's a little bit of Russian roulette drinking raw milk. We wouldn't advise it on health grounds.
Many dairy farm families in Ireland have consumed their own milk unpasteurised. They don't sell it, but they consume it within their family and have done so for decades. Why haven't we seen mass outbreaks of illness if this risk is as you say, there?
There's limited consumption of raw milk on farms. We recognise that. Our advice to farmers is to have home pasteurisers and to pasteurise, milk before you consume it. And there's very little difference in taste between the pasteurised whole milk and the raw milk. So that would be our advice to farmers.
Is there data in Ireland associated with illness from drinking raw milk?
No, the levels of illness associated with drinking raw milk in Ireland are extremely low. Look, the anatomy of the cow is such that, the udder is directly in line of fire. Cows at this time of the year are in houses, they're sitting down on feces-encrusted bedding and so on. So, the risk of contamination, is fairly high. Things like E. coli 157, TB, Campylobacter and so on. These can get into milk during the whole milking process.
At the moment, it's legal to sell raw milk in Ireland. What changes would you like to see in the law?
Now, we've been discussing this at national level for the past 3 or 4 years, and there's fairly polarised views. I think the practical solution to it is to ban the sale, of raw milk, except under very stringent production conditions, monitoring herd health, stringent production standards, ensuring that the highest standards of hygiene are practiced around the dairy, the product complying with microbiological standards to be free from pathogenic organisms, also to label raw milk along the lines of the milk is not heat treated, may contain harmful pathogens and may be harmful to health.
So while your advice to the Minister for Agriculture is very clear, which is ban the sale of raw milk, you are willing to compromise in some way and look at this third way that balances freedom of choice with the protection of public health by regulating the sale of raw milk?
Our job is to advise ministers on policy, and that's very clear. And our advice to ministers at the present moment is to ban the sale of raw milk for direct human consumption. But, it's a compromise and, it's a practical solution.
We don't want to produce bad food. We don't want to produce milk that is going to harm people. It's my livelihood, it's my farm, it's my reputation. Everything is at stake here. People should have freedom of choice. If they stop me from selling it or anybody else that wants to do it, I think what they're saying is they do not trust us, they do not trust the quality and the standard of the milk we are producing at the moment.